Hello, and welcome to the Legal Marketing 2.0 podcast. My name is Guy Alvarez, and I am your host. And today I have the pleasure of having Jennifer Malin. Jennifer is the Director of Marketing at Shoemaker, Luke and Kendrick. And Jennifer oversees the firm's integrated marketing activities, including branding, advertising, public relations, digital marketing, social media, and internal and external communications. Jennifer is also responsible for increasing the visibility of the firm's brand, as well as raising awareness for its practices and offices. Overall, Jennifer ensures marketing initiatives are strategically aligned to advance the firm's business goals. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure having you. So first and foremost, let me congratulate you and your firm on coming in second place for the Facebook category for our newest social law firm index.
Thank you. We were very excited. We are very excited.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You guys really hit it out of the ballpark, and you guys were competing with some much, much bigger firms, so you guys did a phenomenal job. Before we get started, let's talk a little bit about how you got to Shoemaker, Luke and Kendrick. Shoemaker, I'm sorry.
That's okay. How I got here, meaning my background?
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into legal marketing.
Okay, wonderful. So, gosh, it's hard to believe, but I've been doing legal marketing for over 17 years. I actually was recruited out of a nonprofit by someone at the law firm of Carlton Fields to come join her and build a marketing department at Carlton Fields. And I really enjoyed that. It's a great firm. And I was there for 5 years. And then I came over to Shoemaker, where I've been here for almost 13 years, leading the marketing department. We have a great marketing team. And so, yeah, I've been doing this a long time.
Excellent. That's great. So how long has the firm been using social media?
Well, we started first with LinkedIn, like a lot of law firms, and Twitter. And Facebook came later. It was a hard sell, as I'm sure you know. Attorneys have a lot of concerns about the use of social media and Facebook, especially. In Florida, we have a particularly difficult time complying with Florida bar ethics rules. So that really allowed us to take a different approach to Facebook. So we've been doing social media for 4 or 5 years now, Facebook for the last 2 or 3. I don't know exactly. But that is really why our Facebook presence is a little bit different, because we took a different approach to Facebook. We really wanted it to be about our firm culture. And we really wanted it to be about recruiting, you know, bringing people to the firm and having them see what a fun place an Am Law 200 law firm can be.
That's great. And from our experience and best practices, that's really what we think Facebook pages should be used for by law firms. One is to really give people a sense of the culture at the firm, its community involvement, its events, you know, if you guys participate in any causes or not-for-profits.
Absolutely.
And then second is all about recruiting, right? Because once you get a sense for what the firm's all about, you know, lawyers, whether they're coming out of law school or laterals, really get a sense of what the firm's all about. So tell us a little bit more about the strategy behind your Facebook approach.
Well, at Shoemaker, we have a brand promise, and that brand promise is that we're involved. We're involved with our clients and we're involved with our communities. So we thought, what a better place, you know, there's no better place than Facebook to kind of share all of that involvement. And that's not just marketing speak. That is really who we are as a law firm. We did extensive kind of client interviews and staff interviews and attorney interviews to kind of determine who we are as an organization. And that's where we landed on involvement. And so we decided, okay, well, Facebook's going to be where we show that. And so we have 7 offices and 275 attorneys and advisors. And that's really where we feature and highlight all of the great things that we're doing in all of our communities. And we link with our partners, our community partners. So we're getting a lot of engagement from them too, kind of thanking us for our support. And so that's been really fun to showcase.
I love it. And what types of content do you feel work best on Facebook?
Well, believe it or not, it's the silly stuff that usually gets the most likes. We just had a great post last week where we had an attorney in our Sarasota office who went to Antarctica on vacation. I know, strange place to go on vacation. And when he came back, the attorneys in the Sarasota office and staff had stuffed his office with blow up penguins. And, you know, somehow a picture of this made its way to me. And I was able to post that on Facebook. And it was just a perfect example of how it just shows that we can have fun. We can work hard, but we can also, you know, play hard at Shoemaker. And so it's that kind of stuff where we get a lot of engagement. We get a lot of engagement when we include our staff. You know, so many law firm websites will only include kind of the stuff that attorneys are doing out there to market themselves, which is good and important. But a firm is made up of a lot of people. You know, a lot of people make a law firm successful, not just the attorneys. And so I think it's fun to and important to feature the hard work of the staff as well.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. And so have you seen any results from your Facebook strategy in terms of recruiting or publicity or even new business development?
I could say anecdotally, yes. We're not tracking that actively, but we hear often that someone connected with us because they saw us on Facebook. We've had a lot of recruits tell us, especially summer associates, tell us that our online presence was really important to them because they could kind of get a feel for the firm. So we could be doing a better job strategically with tracking, but right now it's very anecdotal. You know, it's like we love your online presence. We have had attorneys get business directly through Facebook.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That they have told us from their Facebook pages that they have gotten business from people who follow them. I think it's that top of mind awareness thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I do think we're seeing results. I can't tell you, you know, 2.6% of business comes from. But yes, right. Anecdotally, absolutely.
So you mentioned earlier, you know, you obviously feature not just your lawyers, but also the rest of the staff at the firm. And what we have found is social media and Facebook in particular works best when everyone gets involved. So how do you encourage employee engagement on Facebook at your firm?
Well, there's a couple of ways. We invite everyone at the firm to like us or follow us for sure. And I think the truth is that because they are seeing what we're posting and then they're sharing it with their colleagues, you know, that's when I'm really seeing a lot of engagement from staff. We also use some tools that help us, like Clarity Social, that help us push out content that I'm sure contribute to that.
And do you provide any training for your staff or your lawyers in terms of how to use social overall?
We do in terms of LinkedIn. We have not for Facebook and Twitter, but we have provided kind of extensive training to our attorneys for the use of LinkedIn. And I plan on expanding that next year and really coming up with a curriculum of training for next year.
That's great, because I find a lot of attorneys want to participate, but they're just scared of doing the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing or, you know, not using the right hashtag. Or so I find that a lot of professionals, business professionals and lawyers want to participate, but are sometimes reluctant to because of they're not 100% sure what they should be doing.
I think you're exactly right. And I think that also attorneys, they just don't have the time or they perceive that they don't have the time. And so what we're really trying to do is educate the attorneys on the fact that they need to engage. You know, it's not just here, marketing department, do a LinkedIn profile for me, which we can certainly do. But what's much more important is that the attorney is engaged and involved on social media. And that's the real challenge, I think, with law firms and social media, is explaining the value to the attorneys and educating them on how to use it effectively. Because, you know, we can have great profiles, but it doesn't, you know, they're not getting as much engagement unless they're actually using the tool.
I completely agree. Obviously, with what happened with Cambridge Analytica, and, you know, you mentioned some of the legal ethics regulations sometimes getting weaker or stronger. We have seen more difficulty of firms and companies alike reaching their target audience organically. You know, the algorithm on Facebook is really geared towards more one-to-one connections. And of course, Facebook has a booming advertising business, so they want to try to encourage companies and firms to pay for reaching their target audience. Have you guys done any paid Facebook? And if so, what have been the results?
You know, we haven't. A few times we paid to boost a post, and that was kind of a long time ago. And then the Facebook has recently changed, as you mentioned. So we haven't, but it is something that I'd like to learn more about, to be honest. I'd love to hear some best practices from others on that.
We'll have to put together either a podcast or a webinar about that.
Absolutely. You should do. I'll be there.
I love it. All right. Well, we unfortunately have run out of time, but before we go, is there any advice that you would give to legal marketers who are looking to grow their Facebook or social media presence at their firms?
I really would, especially when it comes to Facebook. I would encourage the legal marketers to try to get their firms to realize that it can be a great tool for building engagement with your entire firm and not just for the attorneys. Although it's super important that we're promoting all of the good things that our attorneys are doing, you know, I would encourage them to include their staff and include their whole firm in that social media engagement.
I love it. I think that's a great idea. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for being on the show. And for all of our listeners, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want to make sure that you don't miss any future shows, just go to goodtobesocial.com/podcast. There you can subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And you can also listen to some of our past podcasts as well. Jennifer, thank you again and congratulations. And we look forward to having you on the show sometime in the future.
Thanks so much.